Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 53 degrees.
YZB mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 54 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 52 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Romeo, mobile and monitoring. Echo 8 Zulu Hotel Romeo, mobile and monitoring. monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
This is W8FLC testing.
WHFLC testing. You got a copy of that.
This is W8FLC. Didn't catch your call there. It's a little bit too fast for me.
Yeah, I'm mobile. I'm in the boondocks a little bit, but its call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, roger.
Okay, real fine, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor. This is W8FLC. The name here is Mike, and I'm just trying to get some memories programmed into my HP here, and so this is kind of a new experience for me on this repeater.
Yeah, well, I copy some of that. Like I said, I'm mobile, moving through the boondocks up here. Not too far off the lake here, maybe 1.5-2 miles. Repeater, pretty good. I'm headed toward the Haskell County Airport. It's pretty open there.
All right. I didn't catch your name, but the name here is Mike, and it might not be you. It might be me. I'm not really sure where this repeater is located. So, anyway, it could be a 50-50 chance we're both right.
My name is Steve, and that repeater is in Guilford. And I don't know how close you are to any of those down there, but I'm up here in East Tawas, like I said, and they're all linked together, so you could be, I'm getting in the Guilford machine on the 310, roger.
Alrighty, so it's one of those. Okay, real fine. Well, I'm in Flint, and so I'm just checking out this repeater. It's a new one for me. I've not ever used it. So I've got a little bit of learning to do, and I'm just running an HT. So it may not be my system. It may not be your signal. It might be mine. It's intermittent.
Nope. Like I said, I was going through the woods. It was a little chopped up, but I just got the stop sign there, and perfectly clear up here in Northeast Michigan, roger.
Alrighty, well, you got to watch out for Bigfoot. You know, they cross those streets, or actually those roads at night, and they light the car headlights.
Yeah, they had to mash on the binders a couple of times here. Up here, we're up. Yeah, mash on the binders every now and then. Usually after 2 or 3, I just head for home because 3 strikes are out, roger.
Thanks, Steve. Well, I would think one time I'd be out if I got a hold of one of them. I used to drive those roads. I had to go up the Alpena a lot. And all I know is a long trip from Flint up to Alpena. And really not any good roads, you know, like through the middle of the state, but Yeah, and I always enjoyed that trip, 3 hours up and 3 hours back. It really took a lot of time out of my day that I used to have to go up there. So anyway, all right, well, thanks for coming back to me. I won't hold you, so you need to probably keep an eye on what you're doing. Have a good evening, Steve, and thanks for coming back to me.
Yeah, copy that. 73, we'll clear on this thing.
Oh, it's in Flint, huh? All right, have a good evening, Steve. KE8SBV from W8FLP, 73.
W8FLP, KC8QVT.
This is W8FLC.
Hey, Mike. I believe it was Mike. I'm just heading back here from up here. And the radio definitely sounds good. Hopefully I'm making it in on my mobile. I know I used to hit the Lapeer repeater, which is the one I'm hitting right now, pretty good. I usually only talk on the Lapeer repeater when deer season. About the only time I come out to Lapeer, but I'm heading home. But just wanted to let you know you were sounding good. Hopefully you're still hearing me pretty good. I'm getting closer to Oxford.
Oh yeah, I'm hearing you real fine. A little bit of noise on there, but you're perfectly audible. Yeah, so I've been off of, I didn't even know this repeater existed, so, and I'm not sure how many links it has. Sounds like it's pretty pretty strong, and there's a lot of links hooked up to it.
For sure. Sorry, that's my radar detector there. You know, I always used to talk on it back in the day before they linked it. It was just a little pure repeater. And used to be a local bunch of guys on there. And then, I don't know, 2-3 years back, they linked them. And I haven't really got on it much since they linked them. But I don't even know what happened to some of the old guys that I used to talk to back in the day. When I say back in the day, you know, 3-4 years ago. But there are several links on. I don't even know which one this is, what they call it. Well, I think they changed the name on everything now. I used to go to the meetings in Lapeer occasionally, had some buddies lived out that way, so I wound up linking it. And even though it's kind of cool, you get to talk to people, but it kind of took away that homegrown repeater from Lapeer.
All right. Okay. Now the memory's coming through. Yes, I remember 380, and I haven't been on 2 meters here in a couple, 2 or 3 years myself. And so now some things are starting to come back into the memory bank. You know, it's like having a hard drive, and you get pushed off into a certain section of the hard drive, and you never retrieve any of the info. Yeah, I got it now. I got it. So, all right, no big thing. So, yeah, I'm surprised that I'm getting it. I'm just using a little handheld. It's running 5 watts. I'm in the city of Flint, so it's got pretty good coverage over this way for a little handheld. If I'm hitting the main repeater.
Yeah, you're definitely sounding good. I don't know how long I'll be able to talk to you. I'm coming into Oxford here by the Meyer on M24, and I have my little baby antenna on. I'm pretty sure it'll still hit the Lapeer repeater. But, yeah, I just wanted to jump in there and let you know you're sounding good. And maybe we'll talk some other time there. I'll be doing a lot of hunting weekends and whatnot. So, name was John here. So yeah, I usually, this was like my winter car. I didn't have a radio in my summer car, but I sold that this summer. So I'll be driving this. So maybe we'll catch up sometime. I just wanted to jump in there and say you were sounding pretty good. So anyway, Mike, nice meeting you there. Hopefully we'll catch you out there sometime. time taking subways of LTE 888.
All right, John. Yeah, you got a little noisy there, so no problem. KCAQVC from W8FLT. Thanks for coming back with me and dusting out some of the cobwebs in my brain. So, you know, the old saying is if you don't use it, you lose it, so I think that's probably what's been happening to me. Have a good evening, and enjoy your trip down there to Oxford. And I remember when Meyer wasn't even there. That was 30-some years ago. I used to travel up and down that road, too. All right, have a good evening. Catch you again later. This is W8FLT73.
K8VTC Mobile. Hey, catch the call. This is W8YRC. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Tango Papa. Trying to get a car wash at Tommy's, and that line is long, so just got gas and probably just going to head back home.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice weekend, so might as well get the car washed, and you're going to make it rain, but we won't tell nobody. Yeah, it's supposed to get down a little nippy tonight, but it looks like we got some 70s coming back next week, so I'll take it.
Yeah, but all the weather we're having during the fall, what's going to happen during the wintertime?
That's going to stay like this all year. That's what I'm hoping. I don't have any use for that white stuff anymore. That snow just can go away.
I think it'll snow with population control. Because people who don't know how to drive in the snow, they tend to end up in ditches.
Yeah, I guess I got the call right. K8ZTP. Name here is Mike. We're over here in Lapeer. So, yeah, definitely. I used to be a truck driver, and boy, I've seen my share of semis and cars and everything else not where they're supposed to be.
My name is Patrick. I'm in Flint. I was just getting out. Was getting ready to pick up the wife from her casino trip. Decided to try and get my car to this car wash I got going. It's called the Tunnel of Terror. But that line is too long. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to get some gas and go back home and switch out cars.
Yeah, oh, casino trip. Did she let you know that she won, or she's not going to tell you?
She hasn't said nothing yet. She's on her way back, so I'm going to let her surprise me when I pick her up.
Yeah, real good. All right. Well, okay, Patrick. I'm a guy. I just started to turn on the HF radio, see what's out there for anything. I'm just going to play around here. I haven't been on the phone bands in forever. The FP8 spoiled me, so I need to turn on something different. Learn how to talk again. So, hey, nice talk to you. Have a good evening. 73 W8YRC.
W8YRC, this is K8GPC. Well, you have a good rest of your evening. 73, and I'm mobile.
Good evening. 20 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.